More details, srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Summer officially begins 2 weeks from now, but we are deep into our summertime pattern with little day-to-day change. Today's high temperature up to about 92. Good bit of sunshine with scattered random pop-up storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Low tonight down to about 68. More scattered hit or miss storms tomorrow with a high in the lower 90s tomorrow and Thursday. The storms perhaps in a little bit more generous supply on Thursday as a front approaches. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Sapp. Alabama lawmakers will be wrapping up the 2023 legislative session today. The legislature passed an $8.8 billion education budget, as well as a $3 billion general fund budget. Lawmakers also approved a gradual lowering of the state sales tax on groceries from 4% to 2%, and they said yes to a $150 rebate for taxpayers. Montgomery fire officials are still looking into what caused the Sonic on Cotter Hill Road to go up in flames yesterday morning. No word yet on any injuries. We've reached out to Montgomery Fire and Rescue as well as the Montgomery Police Department. A new survey shows that Montgomery is the most affordable city in the nation for home buyers. Wallet Hub has ranked 300 cities nationwide for overall home buying affordability. The list is based on 10 factors. It says that while prices are coming down in some cities after the pandemic, interest rates have nearly tripled since early 2021. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah.
Did you know your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover termite treatment or damage? That's okay, because Pest Pro is here to protect your most costly investment. We are the only company in the River Region with a Termidor HP2 injection unit. We bring the best and newest technology to your home. Call today for a free evaluation, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe cleaning the old-fashioned way. Callan and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook, Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever styles footwear is sold.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. We appreciate you listening to the show. Today is a Tuesday. It is the sixth day of June in the year of our Lord, 2023. Sky is with us. Sky, how are you doing this morning?
It's D-Day anniversary.
Is it the D-Day anniversary
today? June 6th, 1944. Yeah.
Very good. We forgot about that. That's old. That's old history that we don't need to know.
Right.
History in America did not start until the 1960s. Accelerated at the election of Bill Clinton in, what, 92?
92, yeah.
Yeah. Correct. And then nothing really happened much until we got Barack Obama. Yeah, and then now
then we found out everything was awful, man.
Yes. So, yeah. That America was a terrible country. Yeah, all those 200 years before, we thought, man, this is a pretty good place. It's a pretty good country. It's pretty good opportunities. It seems like, for the most part, a land of freedom.
I didn't even know I was a hateful, racist, white supremacist.
Homophobe.
Yeah,
so-and-so-phobe, xenophobe, et cetera, et cetera. Until what year did it occur to
until,
you?
Until they came along and I found out how deplorable and awful and evil I was. I had no idea. Like Jerry Clower.
Well, now that you know, you can repent and do better. And frankly, I will go out to my mailbox today and see if there is a check there where you have paid some reparations to make things better for me. Because I think I have some Native American, Indian blood somewhere. But I'm not sure the Indians are on the reparations list, are they?
There's not enough of them left. They kind of got
okay. So the one reparation we could actually afford to pay, yeah. It's just not enough.
The survivors, you get a casino. Okay, congratulations.
Well, that's actually not a bad deal. Yeah. Not a bad deal. But the way it works though, only a small portion of the folks at the tribe really get the...
Got to be connected.
Really good stuff. Everybody else, you get a... We'll come by and... I don't know what they do. It just doesn't seem... Cause you can look. All right, let's be honest. That's what we do on this show.
Right.
We have places that have casinos, right? Because that's the sacred Indian land or the territory or whatever. And so we have that on one hand. Big casinos, gajillions of dollars, millions and millions and millions of dollars. We're going to help everybody in the tribe. It's going to be awesome. That show, that television show goes off. The next television show comes on, y'all have changed me to start saying on, comes on, and what is it about? Is it about the poverty and the terrible conditions and how awful it is? at the reservation or the sacred lands. And I'm like, wait a minute. I just watched the show where I was promised that the casino that the people of the state didn't really want, but they did, and the federal government said they could have, was going to bring utopia to everyone. So which is it? Did it bring us utopia, or are most people still poor and still struggling and it didn't work?
Seems like it only worked for the very few.
It's almost as if, like most of the political shenanigans that we play in this country, that they are only, it's really only for the very, very few.
George Carlin, it's a big club, but you ain't in it.
It is. Oh, my disagreement with him is it's not a big club as in populist or a lot of people in it.
It's a big,
powerful club.
There you go.
But you ain't in it. Yeah. We ain't in it.
Nope. So,
and you know,
take your place in line.
I've had a chance to see how that works behind the scenes. Some on the very edge of the club.
How'd that work out?
It didn't work out really well. I ended up being called the racist, and everybody else was innocent. That's how it worked out. I mean, if you just want to boil it down, I ended up the bad guy. Everybody else, pure as the wind-driven snow, nothing to see here. Move along, move along.
I think there's a lesson for us all in that experience.
Yeah, just avoid it. There's a limit to how far the Warriors can go.
Alone.
Without the help. That's exactly right. Yeah. But it is a beautiful day here in the heart of God's country. There are a number of things out there to see. Oh, Allison has decided to show. Allison, how are you today? Oh, we got to turn her on. Hold on.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
You were just dragging her around?
No, I wasn't. But I did. I got up.
Sidetracked.
I made some eggs.
You said there's time to do something else.
Yeah, that's exactly. I read the 1819 news article about the flag man. Do y'all know the flag man that travels the state? I can't remember his name. Oh, Roy Brooks.
Oh, you do know his name.
Okay, he lost his flag. It's really sad. Okay, he misplaced his flag on a dock down in Gulf Shores. Anyway, I started reading about...
So he lost his flag. He literally lost his flag.
He literally lost... Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I'm familiar with this. He had a battle ribbon on it. So it's very specific and easily identified.
Yeah, and he is everywhere. He came to a local meeting one time. He's shows up at everything. And apparently his beloved flag has gone missing. He made sure to say it wasn't stolen, just somebody kind of picked it up off the dock as he was working on a boat. Anyway, I don't know. I had a great morning until I looked down and was like, oh, snap.
Time to go.
I'm late. That's okay. I'm here.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. I thought I'd show up.
So where is this flag story? I'm checking out 1819news.com.
Yeah, I don't...
You have to go down a little ways or something?
No, you know, if you sign up for the 1819...
Oh, here it is. It's one of the trending. Alabama's flag guy misplaces flag while on trip to the Gulf Coast. Now, you act like I'm supposed to know this person.
Well, you were in politics for years, and he shows up, like, literally everywhere. You see him on the side of the road. You see him at meetings. You see him at the State House. But...
I don't remember him. I don't recall him.
I never knew his name. What is his name? Roy Brooks?
Okay. I think it's Brooks.
Roy Brook.
Okay.
Maybe he was in the neighboring states when I should have been seeing him.
I don't think so.
It says he's traveled all over Alabama and neighboring states. Did you actually read this article or did you just look at the pictures?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Was that
I
in between making eggs?
Yeah, they were really good eggs.
Were they good eggs?
Yeah.
You put enough salt in them?
I put goat cheese on them.
Really?
Yeah.
Goat cheese.
And then cheddar cheese.
Did you grate it yourself or it was just a slab?
Nah, we have a grater and sometimes we grate it, but it's just really messy. It's not fun.
Yeah, and then you got to clean the grater.
Yeah,
it's
way too high maintenance.
Yep. Got it.
But anyway, I may be late, but I've got a list, Scott. I've got a list of so many things to talk about.
Should we just start with the news in a hot menopausal flag?
Yeah, that can be the whole show. So I'm starting with Roy Brook, who lost his flag.
Okay.
Not the trans flag, not the pride flag.
An American flag.
Yeah.
You think somebody took his flag?
He left it, and somebody walked up on it and just... picked it up and
they're like, you shouldn't leave a flag just laying around here. There's a good chance of that.
Weird.
Well, I mean, maybe.
But if anybody knows where Roy Brook Texas's flag is, let us know.
And then we'll get it back to him.
It is on a pole with a ribbon that reads, remove before flight. So if it's still on the pole, it'll be very easy to identify. And it probably will be.
Remove before flight?
Yes. That's what's on the ribbon.
What does that mean?
Not exactly sure.
Like before you get in an airplane? Or before you put the flag on a pole to fly it?
That's a great question. I wanted to
have to
myself.
Ask Roy if we get in touch with him.
Yeah. Maybe we can find. Does anybody know Roy?
You're on social media. You could contact him and find out.
He says many of you would recognize
my flag and flagpole if you saw it, whether I was holding it or not. I misplaced it when we were unloading the boat last week. It could be in the ocean.
Oh shoot.
I'm serious.
Yeah, it could.
Flown off.
That would be so sad. What if it fell off the dock?
It could have. He says it wasn't stolen, just picked up by someone who found it or wherever I left it. I went back to the marina to look for it, but to no avail, long shot. But it's out there somewhere. It could be in the water.
Dang it.
Removed before flight is a safety warning seen on removable aircraft and spacecraft components.
Take off the sticker before flight?
Just like that, yeah.
Why did they put it on in the first place?
Pre-flight. Pre-flight.
It was a government thing.
Keep people from messing with it, probably.
You must have this. Yeah. Well, I guess it probably means, it's one of those security things.
Yeah.
If it's, no one has opened this hatch to mess with what is inside, so just peel this off right before. But do you really have to do that? Won't it peel off during the flight? Unless it's going to hold something together that has to open. That'd be funny.
Well, it's cool that
you. What do you do if you're like in the space capsule and it's launching and you get the whole thing from Hollywood and everything's shaking and you're like, here we go, and you look out the side. They don't have side mirrors, but you look out the side mirror and there's a sticker on the side that says remove before flight. And you're like, what do you do? Yeah. Hold my coffee. I got to roll down the window and see if I can get this thing off.
Too late. Too late.
We're gonna keep the stickers. Oh, don't forget, you're more than welcome to call the program if you would like to do so. We're going to have the list.
No, I've got the list. Do you want me to start with the list?
No, I don't. I want to wait on the list in case we need it.
It segues very nicely because it has to do with the sonic boom heard over D.C.
You want to do that one?
Well, I just didn't think it was that interesting at first, but now it's getting more interestinger.
Because we don't know if they forced the people down and killed them?
I mean, I don't know about that, but it was like a big, big Trump donor from Elizabethton, Tennessee, which I'm from Tennessee.
Right.
And...
Well, tell the whole story, because people don't know. But regular people aren't keeping up with any of that news. So tell us what happened over the weekend. What's going on?
Okay.
The whole story.
So a flight, and I didn't even know where it took off from, but a flight... took off from Tennessee.
Where were they going?
It was a super rich guy. Well, I don't think they know. I don't.
Oh, okay.
I was wondering where the flight logs, don't they have to document where they're going?
I figured you had to say where you're going, yeah.
Yeah, well, they take off, and it's this man who's probably looks like he's in his 60s or 70s.
Okay.
He owns the plane. He owns lots of money. And his wife and his daughter... her child, and I think a nanny was on there.
Okay.
So they take off. I still haven't found out.
You usually take your nanny when you go places?
If I was rich, I would.
That's what I was asking. I was like, oh, the nanny. Gotcha.
No, the nanny. And they take off. Well, something happens mid-flight, and I don't think they know, but somehow he ends up flying into D.C. airspace. And once you pierce that bubble surrounding D.C., you're on the radar and you are targeted.
Okay.
So all these F-16 fighter jets come swarming, and I think like six of them come to surround the Cessna airplane.
Okay, and that's what the sonic boom is the F-16s trying to go catch the plane.
Yes, so then all the people, and if you look on social media, you can see, you can watch videos from like Ring cameras or things from people that heard the sonic boom. It's pretty crazy. But anyway, all these F-16s take off, there's this sonic boom, and they're going to try and, because they couldn't communicate with the pilot. He wasn't answering anything.
Okay.
Nobody was getting on the, I want to say walkie-talkie, what's it called? It's not a walkie-talkie.
The radio.
The radio. Okay. And So they're trying to get his attention, but apparently he was slumped over in the front seat. And that's just what's coming out today.
So what was everyone else doing? That's my question. If you're driving down the highway and the person driving starts sneezing, you know it. If they're not paying attention.
What if he wasn't sneezing?
Well, no, what I'm saying is everybody else in the plane, are they asleep?
That's what I think is kind of weird.
It's a Payne Stewart situation, probably.
What is that? They
lost pressurization and everyone passed out.
Everybody passed out of oxygen.
I think that's what happened here. Happened to Payne Stewart, golfer, back in the...
I remember him being in the plane wreck. And that's what they decided? Lost?
Yeah. They got up to like 80,000 feet and then ran out of fuel, went across the country and ran out of fuel and crashed in the, in Montana, Idaho.
Holy moly.
Tragic. Absolutely.
We'll follow up on that. We've got all kinds of stuff in the news you don't want to miss. Oh, and we've got news from the poor little postal guy. He was just driving his truck. That you do not want to miss. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be right back.
It's the grand opening, and it's going to be taking place June 22nd through 24th at the Ace Southern Lumber and Hardware, Deatsville, Alabama, right there on US 31. You wouldn't believe the giveaways that they have. I mean, I have four pages of stuff here. Ego Power Plus Battery String Trimmer. That's a $249 value. That's just to mention one. They also have the Big Green Egg Mini Max. These things are going to be given away. Make sure you come out. We're going to be cooking out every day, June 22nd through 24th at Ace.
Attention, River Region residents. Are you in need of cutting-edge aerial solutions? Look to JC Aerial Solutions, your drone experts. Whether it's real estate, cell tower roof inspections, or you require construction site progress and mapping with centimeter-level accuracy, JC Aerial Solutions has you covered. For businesses looking to make a lasting impression, we offer captivating aerial advertising videos. JC Aerial Solutions is a veteran-owned and operated company. Contact JC Aerial Solutions at 228-282-0763 or our website at jcaerialsolutions.com. Let us take you to new heights.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Let's close the health care coverage gap. To learn more, visit coveralabama.org.
For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings.
Want to eat lighter?
To do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish or we blacken fish or we fry fish and put it on the salad.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at 3 special at lunch, 2 great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. We serve them day and night, and we serve the salads day and night, and we also do burgers. And, you know, we do lunch specials at lunch every day. At night, we do different specials, plus our regular menu, we serve it day and night.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn on 31 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, Alabama is here to help you. Danny and the gang wants you to know a lot of people are going through tough times right now. Everything, the inflation, gas prices, you name it, it's all going up. Hey, if you need a loan, it's time to pawn. Stop by Danny and the Gang at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Not only will they offer you more on your pawn merchandise, but at a very low interest rate. That's High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We want to get out to your phone calls. We want to weigh in on the flag issue. Let's go out to Fred. Fred, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Well, thank you. I almost had to get off. Anyway, what those flags are for is for pre-inspection of aircraft and after-inspection of aircraft, because there's a thing on the airplane called a pitot-2, which helps gauge the airspeed. It's got a little hole in the end. And if you don't put a cover over it, you know, insects, wasps, all that love to, you know, find holes and build things in. And if it gets stopped up, of course, when the plane starts rolling, it won't register airspeed. It won't be any good for the plane to go flying, not knowing how fast it's actually flying when it gets in the air. So that little sleeve slips over that tube, and you'll see the pilots run around, the ground crew, whoever, when they rush to get out there, they just snatch it off. And then there's some other that's out there, too, that have little holes, stuff that they have to cover up. So that's here what they are. Sometimes they're on bombs, and it's kind of part of the pre-inspection. When they run by there, they'll check the bomb and then pull the thing off, and that's an indicator to the flight people that, yeah, the pilot checked it.
And it's
like
ready.
Right now, I'm doing a pre-trip of a bus to go drive something for somebody, and that's how that works for us, too.
That makes perfect sense. So you're basically, you're keeping the dirt daubers out of the barbecue grill. That's what I do.
Something like that with that flag, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Fred. I appreciate it, buddy. That is huge. Bye-bye. That's good information. Thank you very much.
Learn something new every day. I love
no
this
doubt
show.
About it.
Had no idea.
Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Good morning, guys. And, you know, pilots are very smart people.
They used to be, but now we do a bunch of diversity, equity, inclusion, so we're not 100% sure they're smart. But
most of them probably still are. No. Pilots are smart people. I got customers who build their own airplane. So I figure they're smart.
I thought you were about to say, no, because now we let women fly.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was. I was preparing
that
myself.
Ignorant. I'm a hell of a lot smarter than that. I know a lot of smart women. And, you know, one builds human hearts from stem cells. She just moved to Montgomery. She's in Paris right now. So I have a very high-level circle of friends. Now, and, you know, America has not taught history. If there's anybody that needs reparations, it is all the people in Tulsa, where the whole Black Wall Street district was burned to the ground and nobody went to jail for it. So I can see why Black people be pissed off because of situations like that, but we will get over that. I want to talk now about Tim Scott, incredibly good presidential candidate and Black role model. Also, the Black rapper who has put up the Boycott Target rap song, 30 million hits, number one on the charts. These guys are very much role models that need to be exposed, and actually the rapper especially reminds me of the musicians in the 60s who protested the Vietnam War which the FBI went after and all that kind of stuff. And good to have voices like that. And the black community stepping up as far as fighting the gay stuff. Time for the white community to do it, especially the white women. And Christopher Wray, how come the Capitol Police can't arrest Christopher Wray for contempt of Congress? Capitol, the U.S. Congress has their own police department, right?
Right.
They do, yes.
Okay. How come they can't arrest Christopher Wray? They've arrested people at the January 6th and all that kind of stuff. I'd arrest the sorry ass. You know, they'd have a real situation on their hands then, wouldn't they?
They really would. And I don't know the answer to that, Red Top. I was really hoping that you would know so you could tell me. My guess is it's another one of those situations where if they wanted to arrest you or I, they would. But Christopher Wray is the head of the FBI.
It's not can't, it's won't.
That's, well, that would be my guess.
So is J. Edgar Hoover.
Roll
tide, go Trump. See you guys.
Rock on.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you, Red Top. He brings up a very good point on a couple of different things. This song, that's the one Big Dave was telling us about last week, where the rapper is doing the boycott Target thing, and I think it was on the top of all these internet chart, whatever they are.
I did get that
iTunes
news in Dominican Republic, yeah.
You got that part. One thing in the news.
Well, I mean, he straight up said it, that they're targeting our children, they're grooming our children, it's evil, they're coming after our kids. I mean, he says, it's pretty amazing, all the things that everybody else is too afraid to say out loud.
I know. I'm glad there are people like that. It says 6 days ago was the number one song on Apple iTunes. He also says that he thought that the song was being shadow banned in some places. Here it is from the Daily Mail. Rapper claims boycott Target song is being shadow banned by iTunes for addressing the LGBTQ agenda, but it's number one on the platform, surpassing tunes by Taylor Swift and Luke Combs.
I guess he thinks it should be number one-er.
More number one.
More number one-er.
Staunch alt-right rapper. There's a phrase.
Is that
you
what
don't
he
see
is?
Every
staunch
day.
Alt-right rapper.
According to the New York Post, I've never read that before. I believe he pronounced it Forgetio Blow. I can definitely pronounce the last name. It's Blow. The first one's a bit of a challenge there, but staunch alt-right rapper. Fantastic. There's hope. Clearly.
If you can be a staunch alt-right.
I didn't know such a thing existed.
Rapper. Well, it probably didn't until this song came out, and then he was a staunch alt-right.
No,
rapper.
is your guy not, I can't remember his name, the other guy that raps.
Does he count as a staunch, Tom McDonald?
Tom McDonald.
They probably didn't write stories about him, or maybe they haven't written as many, but since this is a song that goes against their agenda, the guy has to be a staunch alt-right rapper. He couldn't just be someone who's concerned about what's going on. Bless you, Allison.
That's the first time. I've been waiting for that to happen, and there's no button. I have no button.
You could tell me. You could just be
I'm
like...
I'm sorry. It happened so fast.
I could just mute you.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I wonder if we need to play any of this song. Can we play any of this song? It doesn't say if he's staunch alt-right rapper. It could have some words in it.
No,
we might not.
I don't think there are any.
You don't
words.
Think there are? No, we could just go on Allison's take.
I don't know.
Because she heard it when she was in the Dominican Republic.
Listen very closely on the beach.
Whatever.
I'll look up the lyrics.
Yeah, it'd be safer.
Yeah.
You just say you don't trust
Allison.
I've been
burned before. No offense,
okay.
Allison.
Nope. You should always double check.
Double check.
Yeah, for sure.
We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
There, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of in mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Want to grab lunch?
I can't. Gotta pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24/7 Express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaners sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24/7 Express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up the dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 Express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon and Spa in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason's stylists offer world-class hair care. The spa at William Mason has a licensed esthetician and offers facials, waxing, spray tans and brow laminations, and lash lifts. Give the gift of beauty and relaxation with a gift certificate. Call 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to WilliamMasonSalon.com.
Ready to get out and have a great time with friends? Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive is Montgomery's favorite bar. Come see their new look and enjoy the non-smoking Rick and Moe's. You'll always find your favorite sports action on the big screens. Come in early for happy hour and stay for live music Tuesday through Saturday with no cover. Rick and Moe's is still your favorite bar for pool, darts, and video games. Celebrate with your friends at the all-new non-smoking Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Summer officially begins 2 weeks from now, but we are deep into our summertime pattern with little day-to-day change. Today's high temperature up to about 92. Good bit of sunshine with scattered random pop-up storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Low tonight down to about 68. More scattered hit-or-miss storms tomorrow with a high in the lower 90s tomorrow and Thursday. The storms perhaps in a little bit more generous supply on Thursday as a front approaches. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The more acres you own, the more you need Kubota's M7060. Strength, durability, and reliability with performance matching implements in stock. For hay work, bush hogging, or general maintenance, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We are powered by 1819 News, so don't forget to go over to 1819news.com. check out what they have there, look at all the different newsletters, look at the news from the state of Alabama, but also join the team. Sign up. There's different levels where you can support us. There's, what was it, $5 level, an $18 and 19 cent level, multiple levels. That way you can support the work they're doing, getting the news out to you in an honest, trustworthy manner, but you can also support what we're doing here. So go out and check out 1819news.com. The song that was mentioned by Red Top called Boycott Target by, I'm just going to give a guess on this name, I'm going with Fujiato Blue, is, we've got it for you. So it's kind of, we're going to let Sky go back to his old days where he spins the hits. Red Top goes back to his old days where he makes request. Oh, please, can you play a song I'm dedicated to Allison?
Yeah, normally I don't do requests, but we're going to make an exception in this case.
Reminds me of the skating rink. Yeah.
Very, very good. So here it is. Yeah, right. You think?
Did you hear me get the bad word? Dropped it
no,
out.
No, I didn't.
That's what pros do.
Didn't even notice. You did that because we wouldn't have been able to do that here.
Yeah, it was definitely in there. Thanks, lyric sheet.
letting you know
yeah, always check.
What's going on.
Always check. Just wanting to know.
So here is the story that I found the most interesting, and then we'll get back to news in a hot menopausal flash. Do y'all remember this story after the 2020 election? There was a big truck driver, a tractor trailer, an 18-wheeler, a semi driver, a big rig driver named Jesse Morgan, who drove for a contractor that delivered mail. So he worked for the company that worked for the U.S. Postal Service. Shortly after the 2020 election, and I believe he is a black American male, claimed at a press conference held by the Amistad Project, part of the Thomas More Society, that he drove his truck on October 21st, drove his truck and trailer from Bethpage, New York, to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And in that truck, it had as many as 288,000 completed ballots. He says, in addition, there were two large...
Whoa. 288,000?
288,000 ballots. And he came out and said all this. He was up front. There's a video of him having his press conference. He's trying to tell people, hey, look, I delivered ballots from New York to Pennsylvania. In addition, there were two large trays of mixed mail bound for Lancaster. These were in the front of the trailer. He drove the trailer to Harrisburg, but was not allowed to unload. After a six-hour wait, he was told to drive to Lancaster without unloading at Harrisburg. In addition, the supervisor in Harrisburg refused to give him any paperwork to document his arrival in Harrisburg or his six-hour wait, which normally would justify extra compensation. Jesse Morgan was perplexed by these instructions because 95% of the load was for Harrisburg, and that mail would have to be unloaded before anyone could get access to the Lancaster mail. After that, the Harrisburg mail would have to be returned to the trailer and driven back to Harrisburg. Even for the government, that is slightly inefficient. As instructed, Morgan drove the tractor trailer to Lancaster, parked it in his usual spot. The next morning, the trailer had disappeared. So he's got this truck full of all these ballots. He goes to the place where they tell him to go, and they're like, oh, man, you're going to have to wait. Because he knows you're going to have to get all those ballots and stuff out before you can get to the mail that's actually supposed to go here. Well, they send him on, goes on to Lancaster, parks in his spot. Next morning, he goes out, and the trailer has disappeared. The trailer and the ballots were gone. No one would explain to Morgan or anywhere else in the world what happened. Now, according to this article, it's by Joe Fried. You can read it over at The American Thinker. You might think this is just something that Morgan made up, but you'd be wrong. Now, when all this came out, people like us on our radio show, we talked about this story. Other people in the conspiracy thinker world talked about this story, and it was just glossed over. Many of you might remember the story of the mail guy. In a highly redacted, quote, closing memorandum, that's what they called it, the Post Office Inspector General does not deny that Morgan was a subcontract truck driver who took mail from Bethpage to Harrisburg and then to Lancaster. Morgan did that. The OIG claims that Morgan identified the wrong trailer number and that his estimate of ballots could be much lower. According to the OIG, the Postal Service employees working on October 21st, quote, could not recall directing Morgan to proceed to Lancaster. I don't remember. I don't remember doing that. And the guy writing the article says, wow, does the post office keep a record when it sends a big tractor trailer from one city to another? Or does it simply let the truck driver decide when and where he's going to do the task? And then there are other suspicious tidbits in the closing memorandum. Oh, you're going to want to hear this. You're going to want to hear how many ballots were printed and where some of them went, where some of them might have gone, and you just want to hear it. We'll have that on the other side. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll get to your phone calls as well. We'll be right back.
We're kicking off summer in style at Wind Creek Wetumpka with our Drop the Top giveaway, where you'll have two chances to win a 2023 BMW convertible. Earn entries now, then be here when the fun starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, June 3rd, and again on Saturday, June 24th. Winners will get a share of over $70,000 in cash and free play, plus a chance to win the ultimate grand prize, a sleek new BMW convertible for summer. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casino Verse app.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, this is David and Becca from Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse. For the best steak, fresh crawfish, or our excellent catch of the day, come check us out.
For the ultimate dining experience, try our 8-ounce true center cut filet mignon served over fresh mashed potatoes, or our 3.5-pound tomahawk ribeye. This baby melts in your mouth and is enough to feed two or more easily.
Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always off the hook.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everybody, I'm going to get right to your phones in just a second. I want to give you a taste of this. In the document put out, the closing memorandum by the Post Office Inspector General, the OIG. The OIG acknowledges that a contractor in Rochester, New York, printed 650,000 general election ballots that went to Pennsylvania. Of the total, 450,000 went to Philadelphia County, 200,000 went to Chester County. In explaining how the printing company delivered the ballots to the Pennsylvania counties, the OIG states that they could not confirm how they were delivered. Did they deliver them to the post office, or did they have their own delivery trucks, etc.? So after more than a year of investigation, the post office was still not sure if the two batches of printed ballots were shipped into Pennsylvania in trucks owned by the printing company or were taken to the Rochester area post offices to be delivered in government trucks. Wouldn't the post office know whether or not it delivered 650,000 ballots?
No, it's the post office.
Here's the rest of it.
That's a lot of ballots. That's almost enough to swing an election.
The ballots cost about 29 cents a piece in New York State.
Oh, shoot.
And even the company doesn't know how it managed to get the ballots into another state. But don't worry. The OIG and the federal government says that more information is coming.
It's almost a $200,000 shipment there.
This is why you don't let the government run anything.
We don't know where all these ballots went. We don't know. I mean, look, but all our elections are safe and secure and perfect. Let's go out to Craig. Craig, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
No, not a problem. Those ballots went exactly where the government wanted them to go.
Yeah, I think they got delivered.
That's exactly right.
We have lost this country. You know, I was thinking about it. I heard this morning, again, somebody said, well, we need a president who can come in and unify. At what point do people realize that the country split and is not coming back yet? The left don't want to come back to us. They want to take over. That's the only unification they want. I don't understand why people think the main thing is they just don't want Trump, but they're like, we need to bring somebody in that can unify. That's not going to happen, people. I mean, they kill people. Who killers don't like to unify with other people. But, you know, one of the things I've thought of for a little while, and Tim Scott kind of just put it in perspective again yesterday, if we are going to change the course of this country, it's going to take the black people to do it and the non-whites. The white people are not going to win this country back because they'll be scream racist and they'll take off running. Tim Scott and them stand up and fight.
So, did you watch his interaction on The View, I guess? And I think Red spoke about it.
I couldn't watch it. I listened to the clips on it. And he, you know, every time he'd start making a point, somebody did point out, boy, they would either start to interrupt him or go to a commercial. But he looked right at him and told us that it was ridiculous. Well, he didn't use the word ridiculous, but he said it was atrocious what they said. He said, the fact you're saying for a black person to be successful in this country, they have to be the exception instead of the rule, is atrocious. You know, he went and called them out and did not back down. And that's what it's going to take, is black people to stand up, because the white people are not going to do it. That's who's going to win it back. So please step up and start doing it. I've seen some black pastors on some videos calling their congregations out, going, look, people, white people ain't coming into our neighborhood and killing us. We're killing each other. We've got to stop. So their leadership is definitely needed right now.
I don't disagree. We've talked about it this in a similar fashion multiple times throughout the years, and I think you're right. White folks aren't going to get it done. It's kind of like the question of whether or not men are going to get it done. It doesn't look like white men are going to rise to save the country. We are too afraid that someone will call us a sexist, someone will call us a racist. We're too afraid that, you know, that our place is not to lead. We're too afraid that we're going to be mansplaining. And,
is that
and it's
true,
just going
though,
away.
Or is it that most of y'all don't know what's really going on?
I think there's a lot of people who don't know what's going on. I'll give you that. But I think after 20, 30, 40 years of, no, we don't need you. We don't want to hear from you. You standing up and saying, hey, this, you know, that's too mean, Scott. That's too harsh, Scott. We've got to be sweeter, Scott. You can't just talk like that, Scott. I think a lot of people are like, heck with it. Forget it. This is y'all's deal. I'm going hunting, fishing. It's y'all's deal. It's all y'all's. I do think there's a lot of that. Craig, we got to roll, brother. You're welcome to stay if you want. We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio.